Good morning, everyone, on this Thanksgiving morning. Well, perhaps it's a tantalizing echo or a bizarre echo of the Cold War, or maybe it's a clue of the regional aspirations of the new Russia in the Western Hemisphere. But Russian President Dmitry Medvedev arrives in Cuba today after a trip to South America that included visits to Brazil and Venezuela. So is Medvedev's mission about mischief or something more? We are joined by Michael Voss, who's the BBC correspondent in Havana. Michael, thanks for being a part of the program.
Good morning, John.
Michael, I was listening to, I believe it was your report last night on the World Service, and you were describing the dedication of a Russian Orthodox church in Havana that's part of the sort of lead up to this visit by Medvedev. That was a bizarre twist.
It was a bizarre twist. It started about 4 years ago when Fidel Castro, the former president here, met a senior Russian church official, invited them to build a cathedral, a Russian Orthodox cathedral, and the Cubans paid for it. That was opened a few weeks ago, and senior Russian figures came in. There was a big trade delegation, several politicians. Now it's one more step up. It's President Medvedev. This is only the second time since the collapse of the Soviet Union that a Russian leader's been here. Former President Putin came in 2000. And as you said, I think this visit's a mix of sort of diplomacy, trade, and a bit of mischief making. Russia wants to re-establish links across the region. As you say, it's been to Brazil and Venezuela. Business, investing a bit in the region. One of the very few things, actually, manufactured goods that Russia's got to sell is arms. And this has partly been a sort of an arms sales mission. He's sold attack helicopters to Brazil. He's got huge, huge arms agreements with the Venezuelans and is now agreeing to nuclear cooperation. The big question with Cuba is, with a new president, with Barack Obama just elected in the United States, Cuba desperate to get rid of the decades-old trade embargo, how far will Cuba go to upset the United States for a former Cold War ally that left it in the lurch 20 years ago when the Soviet Union collapsed? The big test of this visit is whether we see any serious new military cooperation with the Russians. I think we can expect some trade and investment.
Well, what's really interesting about your reporting on this is that, as familiar as the Cuban-Russian relationship is, this relationship is also radically transformed. I mean, as you noted in the Russian Orthodox Church scene, religion now binds these two countries, where in the past both of them suppressed their respective religions. There's also some other sort of headlines popping in your region. The Nation has run an interview that Sean Penn did with Fidel, suggesting that there should be some closer cooperation or a face-to-face interview between Fidel and Barack Obama. How is that playing in Havana?
It's with great fascination. I mean, Raul Castro is a real media-shy president since he took over his brother. He doesn't like to give interviews. And for the very first interview he's given to an American, he's chosen Sean Penn. They sat together for 7 hours talking. I think it's interesting because during the election campaign, as you'll recall, Barack Obama was saying that he is prepared to talk to America's enemies, people like Raul Castro. Now we have Raul Castro saying, yes, I would like to sit down at the negotiating table with Barack Obama and sort out our differences. Interestingly, he says, let's meet at a neutral venue. He doesn't want to go to the States. He doesn't think, Barack Obama's going to want to come here. Kind of jokingly, he suggested they should meet in the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base, which is here in Cuba, and sort of jokingly said, wouldn't it just?
Yeah.
And then sort of jokingly at the end said, and of course we could send him home with a present, the Stars and Stripes, which flies over Guantanamo Bay.
Well, fascinating stuff. I mean, you can't tell if this is orchestrated by the Cubans or Sean Penn has a movie coming out this weekend, if it's orchestrated by Hollywood to get his name in the papers.
I think what's happened here is that he had been contracted by The Nation to do an article on Chavez in Venezuela and in Cuba. And it was his contacts with the Venezuelan president, Hugo Chavez, which got him in to Cuba, because Chavez and the Castros are the closest of allies. And I think it was President Chavez who engineered this this meeting with Sean Penn. He flew on a plane, on a Venezuelan plane, from Caracas to Havana for the interview.
Of course, you're denying any rumors that Sean Penn's going to be named Secretary of State in the Barack Obama administration. That's a joke, of course. One final point before we go. The Americans have been, and I wonder if you've been in touch with any of them or seen these reports, have been excruciatingly aggressive in saying they think there's nothing going on here. There's no military cooperation. There's nothing that the Russians are capable of doing here that could even alarm the Americans. Is that what you're getting?
There are one or two symbolic gestures that could happen, which I think would send the wrong signals to Washington from Cuba. As you know, there's this Russian naval fleet has sailed out from Europe to Venezuela and is going to hold joint exercises with the Venezuelans, the first time there's been any Russian warships in the Caribbean since the Cold War. Now, this is a deal with Venezuela. The question is, will they sail back through into and dock and pay a courtesy visit to Havana? I think that would send some pretty strong signals. And are they going to sign any deals? I mean, apparently the Russians have agreed to help Venezuela with nuclear technology. Now, if they did the same, if they started signing nuclear deals with Cuba, yeah. I think all sorts of alarm bells would be flashing, particularly after the missile crisis.
It'd be more like sirens than alarm bells. Anyway, Michael Voss, always a pleasure to speak with you. Michael Voss, BBC correspondent in Havana, who joined us from Havana. Thank you, Michael.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.